We've got a bunch of active students, yeah. And we owe them the opportunity to tell us what's going on in their neighborhood. And we're going to hear first from Gene Dillon Elementary School in Bemidji, brand new Gene Dillon Elementary School.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Baylor from Mr. Wade's fifth grade at Gene Dillon Elementary. We have a phenology report for Friday, September 28th. Mr. Wade saw a flock of young turkeys on his way to Perham. Maya saw 7 bucks by Bemidji Middle School. Drew watched 10 turkeys in his field. Savannah watched a deer out of her bus. Dwayne watched insects on a leaf. On a run with their mom, someone saw deer in the ditch. Dwayne found a oak leaf on the ground. Waylon saw 2 11-point bucks when he got on the bus. Someone watched water vapor rise from Lake Bemidji. Tate enjoyed watching geese fly above his house. Mackenzie saw red fox cross the road on her bus ride from Solway. Luke was surprised when he saw a buck rubbing its antlers on a tree. Drew saw 2 deer on some guinea hens. Mr. Berkland saw a bear by his mailbox. Thanks for visiting our school last week, Mr. Latimer. We sure enjoyed biology. What is one thing we should be sure to watch for this coming week?
Baylor, thank you. Nice report. Mr. Wade, thank you. Great classroom. The school over there is brand new, brand spanking new, and the schoolyard is a bit denuded right now, but it'll come. And they do have, like, I guess 160 acres of land there, so there's some forest for them to explore. The next big thing that I would be watching for, tamaracks changing color, the aspens, the trembling aspens are going to be getting quite yellow in the next week or so. So there's a couple of things to watch for. And of course, the continued migration of birds. I kind of think the last flickers are probably going to be moving through this next week as well. Keep your eye out.